This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Crab Fries for Heroes today for National French Fry Day. Portion of all proceeds from crab fry sales donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. Joining us right now in place of Elliot Shore Parks is the great Ruben Frank. This call-in brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Ruben, thank you for standing in for Elliot.
Well, you know, it makes sense. When you can't get Elliot, you get the only guy in town who's got stupider takes than he does, right?
Oh, not even. Not,
not even close. Have you heard his takes?
Yeah, come on, man. Actually, two quick Elliot things before we get to the Eagles. Elliot thing number one. Now, you know Elliot quite well.
I do.
What is one thing that Elliot is better than Ruben and one thing that Ruben is better at than Elliot?
One thing Elliot is better than me at.
Boy, yep. Do you need an hour?
I don't know. You know, he's not very good at anything. I don't know. Does he play golf? I don't play golf.
Maybe nope. Better golf. No, doesn't do that. Doesn't do that.
Does he play chess?
No, there's no way.
Strictly checkers.
Yeah, that he is.
Maybe Connect Four.
Yeah, you look up checkers in the dictionary, and Elliot's photo is there. And the other Elliot thing, it was a shocker to me that he flew to England to see Oasis. Now, I don't know if you're an Oasis guy, but you are a music guy, Ruben.
So does
Elliot go up in your like personal rankings, given that he flew overseas to see the reunion of such a big rock show?
Yeah, I do. That's a lot of credibility in my book. I love Oasis. I wish they were playing in Philly, but good for him. And you know, he's. I think from sitting next to me in the media room, his musical taste has improved significantly. I think it's helped him. So I'll take some credit for that.
Yeah, but there's no way he knew any Oasis songs before he went.
No, he knew two.
Maybe Wonderwall.
Maybe Wonderwall. And, yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah. And Champagne Supernova, probably. Yeah, it sucks
probably.
They're only playing MetLife, because that place is a nightmare to get into. It's a nightmare to get out of. I don't want to see a concert at MetLife Stadium. Rube, we were talking yesterday. ESPN graded all of the off seasons in the NFL. Of course, we're in that time of year. They gave the Eagles a B+, which felt like, even to Ike, felt like really strong. First of all, your opinion on that grade, and if you were to grade it, obviously we don't know how these guys who are here are going to play, but your grade for the Eagles offseason.
Yeah, it's an interesting question because I give them an A for the concept. I like the idea of getting younger, and you have to get cheaper to make room for some of the contracts coming up. I mean, gosh, what are you going to pay Jalen Carter, you know, when his contract is up? I mean, he's got to be the highest paid interior lineman ever. Once he's up, so you had to make you had to make some difficult decisions. It's going to come down to these young kids and how good they are. But I'd be in the solid B area. I think I wouldn't certainly pay what Milton Williams got. I think he's a good player. I think they overpaid for him. I kind of think the same with Arizona and Josh Sweat. I think they're really good players who had great preseasons and are better than what the Eagles have. But I wouldn't pay that kind of money for him. So I think a solid B. I think that's where they are. You know, you return the entire offense intact, and I'm just not crazy about these one-year defensive guys. I just they don't usually work out. But considering what Howie's trying to do, it made sense to get him as kind of backups in case the young guys, Keely Ringo and Sidney Brown and these kind of guys don't work out.
It seems like they did sort of the, for the one-year guys, now we had one who famously worked out last year in Zach Bond, one who didn't in Devin White. It seems like what they tried to do was say, well, if we get enough of these one-year guys, a couple of them have to work out. Like, they did it with a lot of them. Is there any of them from the Uche to Ojulari to, I'm trying to think who else they got on a one-year. Is there any of them who you have particular faith in, the one-year guys they got?
No. I mean, there's a reason they got them. They got them all super cheap for like $1 million or $2 million or, you know. Yep. And there's a reason for that. I mean, they're all guys who've had injuries, whose production has declined, who were underachieving high picks. They're all guys that there's something wrong with them. So that's what you're going to get for $1.5 million or $2 million. Now, I do think, I mean, Ojulari's a guy who, when he's been healthy, has been super productive. I mean, gosh, he's averaged more sacks per game than Sweat in his career. He just can't stay on the field. So, you know, it's possible him or Uche could be a decent third edge. I think there's a chance of that. But to sit here and say I have a lot of faith in any of them to really, you know, make a Zach Bond or Mekhi Becton type of impact, I just can't say that.
Yeah, it kind of feels like the Eagles, Rube, from their viewpoint, they are putting a lot of stock in the guys. Not so much in the guys that they acquired. I think a lot of those guys are more or less insurance sort of policies for the guys that they want to give an opportunity to play. I'm speaking primarily of guys on the defensive side of the ball. It's only the right guard position is the only thing that's going to change offensively. But on defense, they seem to be putting a lot of faith in their young guys. And I got that faith in them as well. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that's the faith that they're putting in the players or the faith that they're putting in Vic Fangio?
Yeah, I think it's both. And I think it's faith in, if you look at Howie's draft record over the last few years, you're thinking, well, he keeps nailing these picks. So, I mean, what I saw from Keely Ringo as a rookie, I really liked. And he was 21 at the time. So I really believe in him as a player. I think he's going to be cornerback number two. Sidney Brown, I'm not so sure about. But in general, I think that all those guys have a chance to, you know, there's big shoes to fill. But I like their young defensive players. They have guys who can run, you know, who played in big programs, you know, who have shown up either on special teams or as backups when they've had an opportunity. So, yeah, I believe in that group.
I think this is less about the team and more about the reaction around the team. But I do wonder if the Eagles take a step back in defense to say that they're, let's say they're the 12th best defense points per game in the NFL, whether people sort of put that on Vic or they put it on Howie. You know, whether this ends up being, well, why can't Fangio made it work last year? Why can't he make it work this year? Or Howie made bad decisions not replacing the guys who left. I do wonder who that is ultimately going to fall on.
No, it's a fair question. I'd be really surprised if they're that low, if they're 12th. But if they are, you know, look, we know what kind of coach Vic Fangio is. So I think it would be a reflection of the picks, of the draft picks, of the personnel. I don't think that's going to happen. But I think if it does, it would just be, look, Howie just didn't draft as well on defense over this little couple of years than maybe he did before that.
You know, it's funny. You say you wouldn't think they'd be 12th, and it seems like they might now. I'm just looking at points per game from last year. So the Eagles allowed defensively 18.1. The 12th ranked defense allowed 21.6. And, like, it just shows, which is a field goal, right? And it just shows how the NFL has morphed and how so many games are one-score games now. And the difference, of course, Buffalo was a good team, but the difference between being – you know, maybe winning 14 games and winning 10 or 11 games can be 3 points per game. You know how and how big a difference that can make.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I think the number of games decided by three or fewer points was like really high last year in comparison to other years. And yeah, that comes down to, you know, what you do in the fourth quarter and what you do in clutch situations. And this team's been really good at those things. And look, they have a lot of talent coming back on defense. I mean, they lost some guys, but gosh, you know, you're talking about Bond and Jalen Carter and you know, Nolan Smith, and I'm high on Jalen Hunt. I mean, they have a lot of talent coming back. N'Kobe, if he can get back on the field, the rookie, I think is going to be a really good player. It's really the secondary, and they got Reed, and they got the two rookies from last year. So, I mean, it's not like the cupboard's bare on defense. I mean, they've got some really, really good players.
Yeah, I was going to just ask you, who do you think from that young core of guys will be the standout this year?
I think Quinyon Mitchell is going to be a Pro Bowler. I mean, I'm high on all those guys. I mean, Nolan Smith, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets 12 sacks or so. But Quinyon's the guy who I can just see him being like, you know, like 6 or 7 interceptions, a pick six or two. I mean, he is such a lockdown player. You know, the analytics on him are insane. Like, you know, the yards per target and that kind of stuff. I mean, he just doesn't give anything up. And, I mean, Slay's not going to be around on the other side, but – And we'll see what they get from Keeley, I would guess. But I think Quinyon Mitchell is an all-pro. I think he's a potential first-team all-pro in the next few years.
Wow. Ruben Frank with us right now. So we've been the only list I saw nationally to come out, and then Giglio did one today, but the ranking, like the head coach ranking in the NFL, Sirianni was 8th on Pro Football Focus, and Giglio had him 8th as well. Like, coaches you think are definitely should be ahead of Nick Sirianni. Who do you think definitely should be ahead?
Big Red.
Okay.
That might be the list. I mean,
wow.
You know, I mean, you look at, I mean, how many coaches have gone to 2 Super Bowls in the last 3 years? How many coaches in history have made the playoffs in their first 4 years? I think it's just what Nick and Tomlin and I think there's one other guy. I mean, what he has done and the way he got this team to rebound after the way 2023 ended, look, it's easy to, and I understand why people nationally don't like him. He makes it really easy to not like him. And, you know, but as far as what he's done with this team, I mean, to me, he's a top 3 or 4 coach. And they're not going away. I mean, they're not going anywhere. I mean, I think they're going back to the Super Bowl. I really do. I think it's a really good chance of it. So he's doing things that, like, coaches just haven't done, especially new coaches. And, you know, I mean, you can make a case for some other guys, but I think he's right near the top of that list. I really do.
Well, how much stock do you put in put in the guys who are also – shut up, guys. Shut up, Jack. Shut up, shut up, Ike. How much stock do you put in the guys who are also coordinators? So we would in that case we'd talk about McVay. We'd also talk about Shanahan in San Francisco. Just sort of like the stability I think that can create when the offensive coordinator is also the head coach.
Yeah, well, that's great if those guys are good at it and that's what they want to do and you know that's their strength. That's fine. I think Nick really understands that that's not his strength and. That was when he gave up play calling to Shane Steichen, that was one of the pivotal moments in this franchise. Now, yeah. He was not good at it. I mean, he understood that, he recognized it, and he gave it up, and he's never going to take it back. He's just bad at it. And so I think when you look at a head coach, the most important thing you can do is create this locker room and this culture, and I hate that word, it's overused, but to create a platform that the team can take off and win, and that's what he does. And it's not conventional because he's an offensive coach that doesn't call plays, and there's not that many of those. But, you know, I mean, you look at what they've done over the last 3 years, and other than, like, a bad month at the end of one season, I mean, they've been the best team in football the last 3 years, so... He does it a different way, and his job definition is different than most head coaches. But it works for him, and it works for this team. And as long as they have good coordinators, you know, who especially on the offensive side, and you know, the jury's obviously out on this year. But I don't know what else he can do.
I think the thing that has impressed me most about Sirianni, and you mentioned it there, is self-awareness eventually, and willingness to address the things that he's not good at. Because I think when you get into that position, any sort of position of power like that, you believe so much in what you've done to get there that somebody telling you that you don't do something well or that you should do something differently, I think that's where coaches get stuck. I think it is stubbornness in the way that they've done it. And his ability to sort of adjust and evolve is not something that you see very often in NFL head coaches. And I think if more were like that, they would probably end up being better head coaches. But his ability to sort of recognize, I shouldn't do that, I should do this, even as quiet as he's been this offseason, it doesn't feel very Nick, but it feels like he has grown up a lot in the 4 years that he's been head coach of the Eagles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, I think I just wrote about that. Like, how many other head coaches who've had this kind of success are constantly seeking out other successful coaches, you know, whether it's Dawn Staley or Jay Wright or whoever. I mean, we don't know half the people he talks to, but he's always trying to get better. And, yeah, I'm not sure there's a ton of coaches who are like that. He's always trying to learn as much as he can about how to deal with players, how to handle adversity, how to navigate difficult situations, how to address the team, how to practice. I mean, he's constantly working on those things on his game. You're not going to have sustained success in this league if you're not constantly getting better and working to improve. I guess that's probably true in any field, but in football sure is, and he does that.
Yeah, I think his best quality is working with people, including and probably most importantly, the ability to work with his front office, working with Howie, right?
Yeah.
We know Howie has to be able to have his fingerprints on this roster, but to not have that sort of clash between coach in front office makes for a long, successful working relationship when everybody knows their role.
Well, his other coaches, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Fangio is a dominant personality.
Yep.
He talks a lot.
Yep.
And we saw in it with the Giants, look, Dable's a offensive coach, but for some reason couldn't get along with Martindale, who is the defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. And, like, his ability to – I know we all love Vic Fangio, but clearly, like, there is something about – like, he, I'm sure he can grate on a head coach who is a different sort of person than Nick is. Mm-hmm. I can imagine – him being like, well, that guy's the coordinator. He's not the head coach. But I think his Sirianni's evolution has allowed him to be able to coach with guys that are bigger personality or as big a personality as he is. All right, Rube, yeah. We appreciate you stepping in for Elliot. Really,
yes,
just we didn't get mad at you at all.
Nope.
This is not a normal 3 o'clock
peaceful
thing.
Call.
Do you think players should be able to gamble on themselves, Rube?
Yeah.
Should players be able to gamble on themselves?
Yes.
No, I would say
Elliot says yes.
Yeah, Elliot said yes.
I would say no to that. Really, Elliot anything also... you ask me, I would just say the opposite of Elliot.
All right, Rube, we appreciate you you stepping in for him today.
All right, guys.
All right, there he is.
All right,
Ruben Frank. I'm amazed at Sirianni, to be quite honest with you. Like I think a lot about what I thought about him at the start.
Initially, yeah.
Even the position that he was put in last offseason, mm-hmm. which I said and I believed and I felt like it was a reasonable thing to believe, that he was in a bad position, almost a position to fail. When you are publicly sort of when the public doesn't believes that you're not just the fan public, but the reporter public doesn't believe that you are as powerful as you were the year before, when the quarterback is almost publicly questioning you, like coming in and with them failing the way that they failed at the end of 2023, for him to, and to have as rocky a first 5 or 6 weeks as they had,
mm-hmm. yeah,
it, like, I don't know. It's crazy stuff for him to be able to navigate that.
The one thing I will say, though, he's had the support of ownership,
yes,
all the way.
Yep. Yep.
So that allows him,
yep,
to sort of not operate out of desperation or fear to try to save his job or anything of that nature.
Yep.
I think he was always given the assurance that he's okay. He's going to be here. Not meaning that you could do anything and you'll be here, but for the most part, he needed that from his front office. And I honestly, I don't see how this isn't a long-lasting relationship. I think once you get the quarterback and the head coach on the same page and they can at least coexist. I don't care if they're best friends or buddy and palling around. Like, I don't need all of that. I really don't. They need to be able to respect one another and understand each other's roles on the team. And I think Jalen had to have that re-explained to him that he's a player.
For the coach.
Yes. That needed to be re-explained. And so I think – and winning helps everything.
Sure. Yeah.
And Nick has always been a public supporter of Jalen. Always.
Oh, yeah.
The way he's supposed to be. Right? So anything he may have felt personally, he was mature enough and adult enough that when he got in front of a microphone, he made it perfectly clear – that he had his quarterback's back, and he believed in him.
Which, by the way, makes it harder for the quarterback to be the opposite way.
Yes.
Because then you look like
yes.
the jerk
yes.
instead of it look like being something.
Yes.
And I do think – I would agree that if I had a bet that I think Sirianni will be here for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do think the choice of Petullo is an interesting inflection point with – how the future goes. Because if it doesn't work out with Petullo, because Petullo seems like he was definitely the choice of Sirianni.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, and then all of a sudden Howie goes, well, now I'm picking the offensive coordinator. And now you have a prideful head coach who has already won a Super Bowl. Like, that's the only thing that I think would be interesting if Petullo doesn't work out and they say, you got your opportunity to pick the offensive coordinator. It didn't work, so now we're going to go back to that. You know, it's different when you've already won a Super Bowl for
sure.
that to happen to you than when you haven't.
Sure,
you know?
But if Nick is his own man,
yep.
but I'm saying if I'm Nick, it's a great job to have.
Yeah.
You've already established yourself as a winner. I wouldn't want to leave an organization that has this type of infrastructure to go coach somewhere else, and then you just become a regular coach again.
Yep.
Just ask Doug. I don't think Doug is viewed as this Super Bowl winning head coach around the league everywhere.
You know, like Brian Billick.
Yeah, or Brian Billick, who never got another head coaching job
after
he won the Super Bowl. So sometimes be careful with wanting all the power with everything. I guarantee you Carson Wentz forcing his way out of here.
Bad decision.
You want to be in an organization that knows what the hell they're doing.
Yep.
And it seems like Nick is way more collaborative.
Yeah, well, he's way more in tune as well.
Yeah. And
with
I think
reality.
Yeah. And I think he genuinely, like, loves coaching.
Yes.
I think Doug, we'll never forget 17, but I think Doug, like, it wore on him a little bit. Like, and I think he kind of got over it a little bit.
Right.
I feel like Nick is... This is what he truly loves to do.
Yeah, well, all you have to do is look at the way Doug navigated the Carson thing and Nick navigated the Hurts thing. Nick navigated the Hurts thing a lot better.
Those are some press conferences, man.
Well, they were great.
They were unbelievable.
They were great for us, but they were a disaster every week.
Yeah, like if Doug had just handled if Doug had just handled the Carson thing, now maybe Carson never works out, whatever, but it probably changes the trajectory of Doug here.
Did not help.
He didn't handle it the right way.
Yeah.
You know?
That's Brett's opinion. I mean, you know.
What's that? Oh, the Brett Favre thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude. Just say. Yeah, like, just say it's so
your
easy.
Your friend would forgive you.
Yep. All right. 215-592-9494.
By the way, his friend's not in any position to be on any high moral ground.
No, no. Not that friend. Not that friend. It's Stockwatch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. You have to pick one person in Philadelphia sports whose stock you're buying and one you're selling. 215-592-9494. And for next question of the day, your favorite thing about vacation. We're at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly. Chickie's presenting crab fries for heroes today. For National French Fry Day, a portion of all proceeds from crab fry sales are donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly, as we always are on Fridays until legal season starts. Chickie's and Pete's today presents Crab Fries for Heroes for National French Fry Day. A portion of all proceeds for all crab fry sales get donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. 3:30 on Friday can only mean one thing. Oh, yes. One Tornado Shapiro, the official meteorologist of the WIP Afternoon Show. Tornado!
Hey, fella, hot and sticky is what the forecast is. Yeah, hot and sticky. There's no escaping hot and sticky unless you're the Phillies. Hot in San Diego, Petco Park was a cool 70 degrees, but no crab fries. It's sunny all weekend long. Hit my music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
You got that right. And it stays hot and sticky along with steamy and stormy. I couldn't get enough of them. A pair of twin weather gals out of down in Louisiana, WWSWT, the sweat. Yeah, it'll stay that way tonight, low down to just 73. 50-50 chance of showers. You can book that one.
Yep, as always.
Hey, let me tell you something. You know, friend, we joke around a lot, but this is serious business here. I want people to be careful out there in this extreme heat. With the high ozone levels, we're looking at a cold orange. Now, back in the 1970s, we just called it smog. It's pollution, folks. Unhealthy ozone levels. Very dangerous for certain groups like the elderly, the infirm, asthma sufferers, bird watchers, substitute teachers, and swingers.
Swingers? Oh!
Civil War reenactors, triathletes, peeping toms, shriners, and hoarders.
Wait a minute. Big spenders. Peeping toms?
You gotta watch them.
Okay.
Money lenders, butchers, bakers, and candlestick makers. Adjust your schedule accordingly.
Yep.
Here we go. At least we have one thing that we don't have to deal with. That's piles of trash anymore, Spike. I'm glad that the city ended that trash strike. Oh, that reminds me. Hey, earlier in the week, didn't I hear you mention that Ruben Amaro was talking about semen?
Yes, he was. What reminded
wondering if
you
he was
of
a
Ruben?
Semen.
Yes, if he was a semen. Yes.
Yeah, well, I did some research, found out that the semen also went on strike. And of all places, Greece.
Wow. I didn't know that. You learn something new every day.
Last June, Greece had a seaman strike that halted ferry traffic connecting Greece and Italy. Seaman strike was long and hard on the public. It came to a head and exploded in the streets of Greece. Did I mention it was hot and sticky?
All right, we can move on from that one.
Well, it got me thinking. I wasn't sure if the striking seamen would join in solidarity of our AFSCME workers here in Philly. Like, if our striking trash workers tried to enter the mayor's office, would Greece help?
Okay.
Saturday,
all right.
Partly cloudy, only going up to 88 degrees, still hot and sticky on a Saturday night in Ocean City on the boardwalk for Jack Fritz's book signing. Come on.
Big one.
That's right.
Big one.
Yeah. Yep.
Fritzy wrote a book about his big win against the camera this week. I'm surprised he got it published so quickly, but it's out there. Stop by. Jack will sign a copy of the book at the Ocean City Music Pier. Tornado will be on hand, of course. Shaking hands and kissing baby mamas. I'm giving out free hugs, too. Those are 90-minute hugs. Handsy hugs at that.
Yeah, it's not like lawsuit hugs.
Yep.
Tornado.
Good knowing you.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't get me nervous. I'm a little envious of the Phillies, though. Much cooler out there in San Diego. That's the greatest city in the history of mankind. Discovered by the Germans in 1904, they named it San Diego, which, of course, in German means a whale's vulva.
Wait a minute.
I know.
That sounds
We're
like...
stealing jokes.
Yeah, it sounds like Ron Burgundy in Anchorman.
I worked with the great Ron Burgundy out there at KBWN Channel 4 News, along with Brick Tamlin, Brian Fantana, the greatest wingman ever. One night it was me, Ike, Brian, yep. Brick, Tony Gwynn Jr., Benito Santiago, and Benito Mussolini Jr. Salute!
Okay.
Wow.
Brick had a few in him. We ended up in an after-hours club. We ran into the San Diego Chicken, who was hammered. Chicken starts running his mouth, started a fight with Tony Gwynn Jr. Jr. grabs him by the neck. He starts choking that chicken right there at the club. He was choking him all night.
You can see him coming from a mile away. You can't stop him.
Just like the camera.
Yeah, could you do the forecast, please?
More of the same on Sunday. Hot and sticky, high 87 degrees. I'd give it a 50-50 shot of thunderstorms again. Make sure the gals load up on their fluids. You heard it here first. Bold predictions of increased hot and sticky thoughts. Protect your family. Use the sunblock. Stay off the plastic slip covers this weekend. You've had enough time to gather it. Hit the outro music, please. We're all waiting for it.
Tornado
Shapiro.
There it is. There it is. I wonder if Tony Gwynn Jr., who works for us, our company, by the way, out in San Diego at our sports station there, who is a very nice man,
very nice,
had any idea he would be involved in a first of all, how is he? There's no way you or him were old enough to be involved in that whole scenario. Are you older than you're saying you are?
No.
I mean, these things are happening 40 years ago.
I guess I could have been there, but I wouldn't have been old enough to really
no,
be involved.
No, I don't think so. Of course he knew Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Jack, you will be signing the book tomorrow night, Ocean City?
Yeah, listen. Yeah, on the boardwalk down in Ocean City with Tornado Shapiro's good friend, Joe Conklin.
JoeConklin.com!
For as excited as I am to see Conklin, of course.
It's Rob Ellis.
I need to see the Robbie open.
Yep.
I need to see what that is going to sound like. So I'm looking forward to that.
What jokes does Robbie E have?
I need it. So, I'll be signing. But it's a great gift around the summertime.
Oh,
easy reading.
Do we think Robbie E works blue?
I hope so.
Shoot.
I just want to see. Does Conklin work blue?
You know what?
I don't think so.
It all depends on the audience.
Jack doesn't know what that means. Say bad words.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had no idea what that meant.
Yeah.
I thought you said, like, the color of suit they're wearing.
No. Work blue means like dirty.
Dirty.
Stuff.
Yeah. No, I don't think Conklin, I think he'll do his little things, but I don't think he's up there dropping F-bombs all the time.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, that's the least of the worries, is dropping
F-bombs. No, I know.
Well, like.
It's the type of jokes you tell.
No, wait a minute. How does he not work? Well, Tornado's a different guy.
I was going to say, do you hear him on the radio?
Yeah.
No, I know. But that's Tornado Shapiro. That's not Joe Conklin.
That's not Joe Conklin. Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. On Stockwatch Friday, are you surprised that Spike is buying stock in both Joel Embiid and Paul George? What do you think the
No surprise there.
Yeah.
You got to be 90%.
I tell you what, 66.5%
wow.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. Look, I'm thinking like a real stocksman.
Right.
Real
stocks really low.
Really low. That's when you buy it.
Stocks only go up.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's all right to buy it when it's low, but you're buying it projecting that it's going to go up.
I think, well, I'm taking a chance.
How's that stock going up?
I'm taking a chance.
Yes.
Well, okay. For a stock to go up, all that has to happen for Paul George is for him to play 60 games and be functional.
No big deal. I can bet
on that.
Yeah.
The Embiid one is a bit more of a risk, but it is a big opportunity, I think,
yeah.
In that stock could be worth plenty if he ends up playing 50 games. I'm going to be rich.
I hope so.
You guys are sitting. He's sitting here with his Andrew Painter stock.
You know how well Joel Embiid would have to play for people to want to buy Joel Embiid stock at a profitable price?
But once he starts playing well, people will be back in.
No, they won't.
Really?
No.
So people just aren't ready to give this team another chance.
Unless it's in the postseason, these fans aren't going to change their opinion.
Yeah, I would agree. I think people will get excited.
Yeah, they'll get excited about it. Then it'll just be, well, we need to see it in the postseason.
Right, yeah. Think about this Phillies team, who, objectively, a year ago, they loved.
Yes.
They loved. Nick Castellanos hit 185.
Everybody's okay with it.
Yeah, people have...
The death of a franchise, the Lindor home run.
I mean, it was a...
Not the Ike bank account, but for everyone else, the death of a franchise. 215-592-9494.
OG Wade, you're on WIP. Nope.
Nope.
No, you're not.
OG,
oh, man.
What are you doing?
Is his live stream screwed up again?
Yep. Justin in Yonkers, you're on WIP on Stockwatch Friday. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'll start off. I'm going to sell stock of Saquon Barkley. I just think
did we lose Justin?
He's still there. All right.
It's going well.
It's a big winner.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. There you're on WIP. Go. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's going on, Rios?
What up, Rios?
Nothing, just saying, I mean, you know, that sky's on watching these kids jump. But, and listening to y'all, and you know what? I didn't at first when y'all used to talk about the worm, I didn't understand it.
Yep.
And I really believe in the worm now, man. Like, I lay the deaf brother, like, that Sixers worm is real and a damn parasite right inside of you.
It isn't.
Bro, this is your analysis on stocks. See, you got the process right as of, okay, well, I'm going to buy low, you know, right now.
Yep. Buy low, sell high.
Right. You got that process, but this is the only thing. You see what happened to Rite Aid, right? Pretty much on
Rite Aid. Yeah, Rite Aid is sold out. Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah,
it's over.
Out of business. Yep. So what I'm telling you is you're buying low, but you're buying low where they're more of – That is all bankrupt. It's going to be out of business. The business is going to be out of business.
But it's low risk. It's low risk. It's low risk at this point.
No, I give you that.
Yeah.
So if it's a penny stock, then, you know, that you really pretty much just gambling. But if you're gambling as a penny stock,
yes.
Right. You know what I mean? But that don't say, you know what I mean? That worm with, we talking about Joel Embiid and Paul George, you're supposed to be the top two guys as a penny stock. Them damn suckers, man. Look, check
well,
it out.
And also, I truly believe in selling the Fangio stock. I don't think Fangio, I think he's a good defensive coordinator. I don't think he could ever have a higher value than he does right now, right this second. You know, That is my other point. I do believe that if the defense takes a step back, and by the way, we were talking to Rube about it, about like he doesn't think they could be the 12th ranked defense. If I just told you if they gave up 18 points a game last year, that they're going to go to 21 this year, everybody would say that that's reasonable. Mm-hmm. I think everybody would say that, well, that puts them at 12. You know, so that
they play some pretty good offenses this year.
Yeah, they do. So we'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I mean, that's good points, but I really understand, look, I love you to death. You got that worm, you consistent with the worm. I don't know what is it about this worm with you with these sixes right now, but it is what it is. Yeah, I mean, I can't really just entertain like a team or organization, no matter who it is, if it's just like just suckers laying across the board where it's cool to just sit back and not really do nothing or not even be like have that thing inside of you where you're showing in the off season where it's like, I'm not playing. I really want a championship, but that is what it is. But let me get into mine. So I'm going to start out with buying just because of what I heard. So I'm going to take this right now as it is low, the guy BJ, for the simple fact of the stuff that I heard about him. And the only thing that I thought of when they said there were whoever was the guy who was with DG13 talking about he was
Ace Bailey.
BJ was chirping.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, if he's doing that, that just gave me visions of Quentin Mitchell. How did I say his name right?
Quinyon
Mitchell. Yeah, I mean, that just gave me thoughts of him, a rookie, and out there chirping. Because at the end of the day, if you're chirping and you're willing to talk crap with other starters or whatever, then that means you're, no matter what, you could like lose a battle or whatever, but you out there to go play your best. So if he's doing that, he has a high chance of that stock going up, especially because chirping in Philadelphia and you doing your best, you know, it gets you likes in our city. You feel me? Yeah, man. And then my selling stock, I'm already up 500%. I've been selling PG-13 since before he got here. So I'm up 500%. So I'm key. I'm long term selling that, John. Yeah, you know I mean, that's straight out of here with that.
You've had it for a year.
Yeah,
huh?
But you've already sold. You already lost all your money.
Doesn't matter.
You should have sold it.
Doesn't
already.
Matter.
Yes,
nope.
It does.
Doesn't matter.
Nope. I've been selling him since Dr. J was at his house. I like. Let me sell this.
And made him take his shoes off. Yep.
Well, you got to take your shoes off in the house. I'm a big shoes off in the house guy. I got no problem with PG-13 doing that. Dr. J, I don't care. Your shoes have the crud on the bottom of them just like everybody else. You don't have magic shoes, Dr. J. Sorry.
Y'all, I hear y'all going on vacation, so, you know what I mean? God bless y'all. Be safe. And what was that question? Something about vacation?
Oh, yeah. Best thing about vacation.
Best thing I would say from all y'all, you know, talking about y'all stuff on vacation, I like on vacation people watching for multiple reasons. There's certain things, good reasons for my own when I have shades on and I'm, you know what I mean? But other things, you see a lot of funny things that go on, you know what I mean? So people watching, I'll say that's for me, you know what I mean, on vacation, you know what I mean?
All right, Rios. You know, speaking of people watching,
yes.
I think I might have mentioned this last year and you guys got mad at me for it.
Hmm.
Is, you know, on the boardwalk, people watching's fine.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like all the teens.
Oh, yeah, you're anti the teens on the boardwalk.
Well, because, first of all, if they're laughing, I think they might be laughing at me.
Yeah. Why would they ever do that?
Always up to no good. I just like, if they could do a boardwalk somewhere with no teens, that would be a boardwalk I would go to forever.
It's tough to find.
Yeah.
Tough to find.
Wouldn't it be fun to go to a boardwalk without teenagers there?
Yeah, I could do without teenagers being there for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't bother me as much, but I do understand your point.
Yeah, it's like
a bunch of teenagers never a good thing.
Nah, no. They're always up to something.
Up to no. I was a teenager once. I know you're up to no good because I was also up to no good.
Yeah, I mean, you're a famous shoplifter.
I was a
serial shoplifter.
Yeah, well, Ocean City Boardwalk, the shoplifted there too.
Now, granted, I'm off the boardwalk by 10:30.
Oh,
the teenagers can have it.
I'm off the boardwalk
by 8.
7:30.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
10.
10:30. What are you doing?
10 is the latest.
You getting crazy on the boardwalk?
Oh, my
no,
God.
You got to eat dinner somewhere. And you walk up and down the boardwalk. Listen, when you're on vacation, what else are you doing? I'm going back to the room to sit in the room.
Man, Phil's on vacation? That's a problem. It's a great time.
There's no way I'm doing Phil's on vacation.
The other thing I've realized about the boardwalk as I've gotten older is that once you walk like 10 minutes on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
It's like a video game in that, like, it just resets again.
Yes.
You're like, oh, there's the same store again.
Clothing store, pizza place.
Chickies.
Yep.
You know, there's another Chickies. Yep. There's another pizza place.
You're right.
Yeah, I need about 40 minutes
on
the boardwalk.
Which is why I always say it's kind of overrated. After 2 or 3 days, I'm out.
You mean going down to the beach?
Yes.
Yeah, well. I mean, after 2 days, Val likes to sit on the beach for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Day one, I could do 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
After that, after about 40 minutes, I'm getting up. I'm walking back to the house.
Yeah.
I'm walking around the beach. I can't sit still.
Yeah, 3 hours I would have no problem with.
Oh.
I'm asleep one of those hours.
Okay, that's fair.
Bring a big cooler down.
Oh, yeah. See, I get the cooler. I got the big umbrella.
Yeah.
I got my chair. I got my little music.
Yeah.
I got my box right there, like my little music box.
The Bob Marley's going.
Yeah, man. I'm sitting there. I'm chilling, man. Yeah, I'm good. I fall asleep. No problem. See, I just need to be there. I don't need to actually be having as much fun as everybody else is.
Well, you're
just,
on
I'm
the
just
boardwalk
there.
At 10
yes.
o'clock like a lunatic.
Well,
wild man.
That's more or less just killing time.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to do.
It's like
I got to go get a funnel cake.
Yeah, you got to get a funnel cake.
I got to do that.
Man,
yeah.
I haven't had a funnel cake in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Underrated.
I have to have a funnel cake if I'm at the boardwalk.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
To, yeah.
The hell else you doing?
Yeah.
Pizza? There's funnel cake.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, Chickies if it's on the boardwalk.
Crab fries.
Yeah, get a little crab fries.
Yeah.
Got to get a T-shirt that's going to fall apart after one wash.
Yeah.
You know? It says,
you were at Ocean City.
No. You got to get the one that's like pointing down that has some sort of like untoward phrase
about
you know, the junk man's here or something.
I can't believe those places still exist. Like, they're never going to, the boardwalk is going to be there until forever. There are always going to be those stores.
If it wasn't for my wife, I would own so many of those T-shirts that she would not want me wearing somewhere. I'll say, hey, I want to get that one. You're not wearing that with me. I say, all right.
Right.
You know what we haven't talked about very much today, which we'll talk about next with our next guest, Ben Davis. We haven't talked at all about Jack's win. I assume when we get back, there will no longer be any talk about Jack's win over to camera.
Yeah, unlike golf.
Yes, which got talked about for weeks and weeks, but we will have moved on to tennis.
That's because we're head down onto the next one type of show.
Win it.
Yeah.
So coming up next, Ben Davis joins us. We will, of course, talk about the Phils with Ben Davis. By the way, thinking about the Phils real quick, and we'll get into this later, that series before the All-Star break last year was a quiet disaster against the A's.
We got swept, didn't we?
We won one.
Well, they did it two straight years. I mean, the year before down in Miami, they had the Christian Pache big home run in the ninth and then lost the next two games down there. So, like, they've done this the last 2 years.
A's scored, like, 20 runs in that last game.
Well, yeah, they scored 18 runs on that Sunday.
Yeah.
Brent Rooker hit two home runs. Yep. Yeah.
215-592-9494. It is Stockwatch Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. You have to tell us one person in Philly sports who stock you're buying, one you're selling, and next question today is the best thing on your favorite thing on vacation. Yeah. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.